This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. To help alleviate long lines at free COVID-19 test sites, the state of Massachusetts this week opened several new centers, including in Western Mass. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports, for those who had little choice about where to go, it's been a frustrating few months trying to get tested.
Considering the hundreds of people sitting here in their cars at Holyoke Community College waiting for up to 3 hours to have a swab put up their nose, this is a very mellow scene. And we're talking about Massachusetts drivers. Still, it's no party.
Because we're hoping we're going to actually make it and be able to get tested and not have to do this again tomorrow.
Miriam Torres from West Springfield is sitting on the passenger side of the car. Darren Gilbert is driving.
I've been here once and they said they ran out of tests and then everybody started turning them out. And then you have to come back again.
They were exposed to someone COVID positive at their house. Torres works in a bank. Gilbert works at a school.
So what time did you get here?
Like 4:15.
And what time is it now?
5.
And we haven't really moved.
45 minutes and still a long ways from the testing site. Steve Gronsky from Agawam is sitting in his pickup truck, windows down, trying to enjoy himself. And he was providing a little entertainment for others, whether or not they wanted it.
I was here earlier and I left because the line was too long. I don't understand why the line takes so long to move.
The line doesn't move for 5 to 10 minutes at a time. And then it does. Cars go forward about 3 car lengths. So why not get tested somewhere else?
It wasn't really an option, and all the other testing sites that I checked out were appointment only, and they were booked up days in advance. There was nothing open anywhere within 10 or 15 miles from my location.
And waiting a few days until more free sites in Massachusetts were scheduled to open wasn't an option. One of Gronsky's co-workers tested positive. So everyone at their precision machine shop in Westfield had to get tested before it could reopen. It was a mandate from Gronsky's employers. And coincidentally, just a few cars ahead of him...
I'm his boss. Actually, I have 1, 2, 4...
The boss, Stephen Hitchcock, was sitting in his truck, along with at least 15 employees in their cars in front and behind him. 55 people work at the shop.
I had some get tested yesterday, which a line moved extremely fast yesterday.
It's a financial hit to close up business. Hitchcock's company makes intricate aircraft parts for the military. And this is the time of year they do inventory, so that schedule's been knocked off. But the sentiment among many here is, during the pandemic, we have to do what we have to do.
I don't mind waiting. You know, it is what it is. This is the new norm until the vaccine comes out.
Meanwhile, he's listening to a John Grisham audiobook. Others are watching movies on their phones. Couples are catching up. No one with kids would roll down their window to talk to me, but the kids looked like they were having fun. The North Star of this constellation of cars is Tom Sherwin. With no irony at all, he says he's a parking attendant. At the busiest times, it may be 2 hours before cars get to him.
We have to get him out of one parking lot, put him in the other. In other words, keep the traffic off of Homestead Avenue.
Like at Disney World, it's a bit of smoke and mirrors. Suddenly, you're moving along at 10 miles per hour, going into a lot, and if this is your first time, you think, I made it. I'm at the testing site. You're not. You just made it to the next level of waiting. Despite the letdown some may be experiencing, Sherwin says most people are pretty nice, even after a tedious wait.
It gets better organized as it goes along. You know, some of these people come in once a week. You know, then the older people, they come in 3 times a week, recognize the cars.
Claire Paquette and her husband came here from Southampton. They've been sitting for an hour, seemingly content doing crossword puzzles. She says they don't have any virus symptoms. They just wanted to get tested. It's time. And on this clear night with the sun just setting, she says it's actually kind of nice.
No bad drivers at all, no horn honking, because we're all here for the same thing and no reason to be in a rush.
And Paquette is the kind of person who sees the glass half full. She thought the line was moving pretty well. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.